On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The church throughout the ages has always set aside specific times for prayer and worship. David wrote about 7 times a day. Daniel prayed 3 times a day, which got him thrown into the lion's den. The monasteries outlined 7 prayer hours attached to particular times of the day when Jesus did something important. However, Paul understands David's statement the best. Our entire life should be a life of prayer. Luther said in the first of his 95 Theses, "Our Lord and Master Jesus willed that the whole life of believers be repentance." Repentance is nothing more than prayer. Luther also gave an outline for prayer with the acronym ACTS: Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, Supplication. If you read his A Simple Way to Pray, he prays through the 10 Commandments, the Lord's Prayer, and the Apostles' Creed with this acronym. Prayer is a simple activity that can change your life. Many people want to shy away from it, but it is a simple conversation with God. We should not keep away from prayer because we don't know what to say. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all together. God already knows what you're going to ask for before you ask it. Verbally asking for these things reminds you that you have everything you ask for through faith in Christ. With this in mind, we may rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. Amen.